Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome to the CW Chinwag Podcast. I'm Bill.
And I'm Stuart.
And today we are reviewing episode 4 of season 5 of The Flash. How did you think this episode went?
It was alright. It's not quite as enthralling as the previous ones.
Really? I think it's been the best episode so far.
You reckon?
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it.
Well, see if you can change my mind.
Alright, well, let's talk about it then. So, we start off with a flashback.
Pun intended.
Yeah. Of the Knight of the Enlightenment from last season.
Yep.
With DeVoe. And there's like some girl who's blogging the whole thing.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my god, there's a new speedster.
Filming herself. And she's got Nora in the background, hasn't she?
Nora saves her.
Yeah.
Nora saves her from the satellite, which knocks her phone out of her hand. But not her, because the XS saved her.
Yep.
And then she's like, her phone's like all flashing purple and it's like gone all weird. And that's the last we see of it. So then we go to Iris making breakfast.
Yeah.
Because Nora's now living with Iris and Barry.
She's burning everything.
She's burning pancakes. Massacring
a breakfast.
Yeah, but she's trying to make it to little lightning bolts, which just look nothing like lightning bolts.
It bugged me, like, why is Barry even humouring her? Like, oh, it's delicious. You know, like, it's clearly burned. Why has she even served it?
Well, it's his wife. He's trying to be supportive, you know. Some husbands do that for their wife.
Oh, yeah. Not this one.
Alright.
Yeah, but it's herself. How can she not even see it's burnt?
Yeah, but yeah, I suppose she's in denial completely, isn't she?
Yeah.
But even like food aside, breakfast is going horrendously anyway. Just cause,
It's more to the point that Iris has tried to do something nice for
and Nora's just shooting it down.
And she's just like, yeah.
She like gets a buzz on her phone and she disappears.
Yeah, just she's like, oh, I'm not a breakfast person. And just goes.
Yeah, and then Iris is like, oh yeah, this food's actually pretty terrible, I better not. She's never going to like me if I keep making food like this. And she's like, no, Barry, I'm going to make you a banana.
Yeah.
He's like, you're going to make me a banana. Yes, I'm making you a banana. And then we cut to Sherlock.
Yep.
Gathering Team Flash at Star Labs.
And they mentioned that Cisco's gone to stay with Mum.
Yeah, trip to heal up.
Because his hands were hurting, weren't they, last week?
Because he got cut, didn't he, in episode 1.
Yep.
So, Sherlock,
he's analysing.
Got notes on a whiteboard, their see-through board.
Yeah.
What's going on? And he says he's a meta hunter. He commands his dagger. And Ralph starts arguing that the mask is relevant.
Yeah. And he's like, it's nothing to do with it. I've caught 37 cicadas, and none of it's never been relevant to the mask.
He's like, what is the point in the mask? And Sherlock is like, the mask is to hide his identity.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's meant to be obvious. But Ralph's like, nah, we're following it. And then Sherlock, like, humours him, like, fine, we'll do your mask thing.
Yep.
Just to, like, try and make him look silly. Like, once it fails, you'll see how silly you are.
It's baby kind of giraffe. Like, it's just, yeah, that makes me laugh every time. The baby giraffe. It's because, like, he's essentially assuming Ralph's role, isn't he? Like,
yeah.
Obviously, he's not got the stretch ability, but he's come in, whereas Wells before was like the brains behind the team.
Yeah. I can't remember if I mentioned this last episode, but so we see Ralph using his powers to save these people in the shop.
Yeah.
But none of the other powers from DeVoe last year used to. We just assume he hasn't got them.
Well, yeah, because we made that point in our, well, the first couple of episodes. Yeah, he's not taken on, because he's not got the luck,
the sound, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So he has just, it's like that's all just been extinguished.
With DeVoe, yeah.
Normal Ralph now. Well, not normal
so
Ralph.
Anyway, we assume he's normal.
Yep.
And apparently there's like some CSI baseball game against other CSIs.
Yeah.
Or something. And like Barry's like, as long as they don't play in right field.
Yeah.
And like, they play him right field, even though they know he sucks.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Put him somewhere it doesn't matter. Or does right field not matter?
I'm guessing it.
But that's where they all seem to be hitting the ball.
Well, yeah. Surely at some point you go, he keeps dropping it. And he's like really slow as well.
Also, I don't get it. Like, surely like his powers, like, he could use them like a tiny bit enough to not get noticed.
Yeah, he could surely have a faster run.
And also, like, aren't his reactions faster? Like, he could put himself in the right position without having super speed, knowing like...
Yeah. And when he hits a ball, surely he's a bit stronger.
Yeah.
He should be knocking him out of the park.
Yeah, I thought surely, like, he'd be able to do
it. Unless it... Yeah, but can he turn it on and off? Like, is he literally just being like, no, I'm playing baseball. I'm playing it the human way.
Maybe you do just want to have some fun, don't you? I don't know.
But he's no good at it. It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah, he's completely terrible at it. But we learn through the girl sat on the bench watching that Nora's been following this app.
Yeah.
I can't remember what she called it. Spinzer? Because the girl's called Spencer. Is it Spinzer or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Where, like, they're always hot on the news. They've got news faster than anyone else.
She gets really, like, bitchy about it. Yeah. Because like, Iris is like, I used to work with her. And she
just
wanted
to be famous.
Yeah, yeah. Fired. And then she's like, oh, well, she's got twice as many followers as what your blog has or whatever it was.
And I was like, ouch.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, she gets, like, a buzz. And her eyes go purple.
Yeah, as she walks past it. Oh, no, yeah.
She looks at her thing.
Yeah, she looks at her thing, yeah.
And it's because this, like, I was thinking, oh, this Meta's got, like, app powers, like, whatever she types out happens.
Yeah, I thought that was, yeah, what it was.
And she's, then, like, controlling people to create her own headlines, isn't she?
Yeah.
So she's, like, the hottest news outlet in the city.
So that guy who walked onto the field, who walks past Nora...
He read a headline.
Is he like a policeman?
He was part of the team because Barry says, oh, where's, what's his name? He hasn't turned up yet.
Okay.
You know?
And then he walks past with a bag and then Nora grabs it off of him.
Throws it in the air and it blows up.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, because I originally assumed that he was just a bad guy, but he's...
He was part of the, like, hypnosis of the headline.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever she types comes true if you see it. Like, what if that guy hadn't seen the headline?
Yeah.
Weird. But anyway, like, Iris and Caitlin come to the conclusion that, like, if XS keeps being part of these headlines, she's going to become a target for Cicada.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, a meta hunter.
Because, yeah, she's becoming well-known to the public now.
Yeah. So then we cut to Ralph and Sherlock following on their mask lead. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, you brought me to where Cicada first attacked you.
Yeah.
And Ralph's like, yes, whilst I was getting my butt kicked here.
Yeah.
I noticed he was, like, heavy breathing. And he goes into some science, which I can't remember about.
It's like the pollen count, wasn't it?
Yeah. And he finds, like, that pollen reacts with the plastic in the mask and would leave a residue. And he finds some of that residue.
Conveniently.
Yeah. And we have to find where this comes from. But when the bomb goes off... I've got to say, when the bomb goes off at a baseball game, like, Barry's like, come on, it's CSI time. And Nora, like, how is this intern story still holding?
Yeah.
Like, have they not questioned, like...
Yeah, they're just...
Why doesn't the captain know about any interns?
Yeah. Surely she should be on the payroll by now.
Yeah.
No matter where she's putting in.
And then... There's a fire at CCPD, or have I skipped a bit here?
No. I'm not in there as well.
Yeah, there's a fire at CCPD. And her story's become real again. But they noticed that the timestamp on the post...
Was earlier than...
The reported fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's fishy that the news about stuff that's happening is coming out before the stuff's actually happening.
Like, Nora's mad at Iris for suspecting Spencer for, like, creating these stories that are becoming real.
Yeah.
And, they go and... Am I skipping a bit again? Where they go to the coffee shop to try and use the watch to find out if she's met her?
No, that's right.
So, like, they send Nora in... And to like scan her to find out she's a meta. But Nora was already reluctant because she really likes Spencer and doesn't want her mum to be right.
Yeah.
And she actually like just starts talking to her and
a bit flirty.
And so we kind of assume that Nora's gay.
Yeah, everyone is.
Because Iris is like, oh, she's flirting her into not doing it. And Barry's like, what do you mean how? And he's like, oh. Yeah. Like he realises that she's gay.
This isn't a criticism. I just think feel like the whole, like, Arrowverse, it's like they're trying to...
Overrepresent.
Yeah, yeah, it's like they're trying to be like, oh, we've got this gay person. It's like, it's almost too much that is making it...
Yeah, like, having the representation is cool. Like
it's fine, but it's almost like they're wanting to be applauded for...
And it's very obvious.
It's just happening
all
the time.
They're just shoving it in our faces, yeah.
It just... It's not as an issue, but... No.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. It happens especially with, like, if you're a Legends fan, you know, like, Sarah...
Yeah, like, Sarah, she's a lesbian, and then it's like, they have to remind you of it.
Every episode, she's hooking up with a different woman.
Yeah.
And so, like, until she met Ava, but yeah. Anyway, that's Legends.
Yeah.
So, we're back to Flash. She scans her. She's not a meta.
No.
And Nora's like, told you so, like, very just peppy.
Mugging her off again.
Yeah. So they're like, they have to start following a new lead now. And then we cut to Ralph and Sherlock at the mask lab.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, how many workers here wear these masks? Are trying to find his like cicada. And he's like, everyone in this factory and every factory in the country.
Yeah.
It's like thousands.
Yeah.
And so he's like...
Doesn't narrow it down at all.
Yeah. But then like, Sherlock picks up the mask after Ralph leaves and he's like looking around like, maybe he was right, he knew something.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually see cicada, it does work there. And he sees them, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, oh God, he's going to go after Ralph next.
Maybe.
Because he saw them. But he's actually quite absent in this episode. Cicada.
Yeah, there's not a lot. There's no villainry going on, is there?
No. So I kind of assumed at this point that, like, her phone, Spencer's phone, was powered.
Yeah.
But... rather than her. When she was scanned and not Meta.
Yeah. It was an odd power to be able to have for her anyway, like whatever you type.
Yeah.
So.
But then, so we actually find out this episode why Nora's so mad at Iris.
Yeah.
So she tells her that, like, Iris put a power dampener in her when she was a child.
Yeah, she's got the scar from it, hasn't she?
And, like, she said only 6 months ago I got it out and realised I had my powers.
Which is explains why she's terrible. Well, not terrible, but... why she's not learned...
And she's like, my first bad guy and all this. Like...
yeah, because she literally...
But then if she hadn't had powers that long... She was in half of last season.
Yeah, so is that 6 months ago in her time? So she's
before
had
she
her
came...
6 months there and then 6 months here.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it's fairly impressive what she did with Barry, where he kept up with her and punched Satellite.
Yeah. Time.
But...
I suppose... she's not ever going, he's never going full throttle, but she's always keeping up with Barry.
Yeah. Well, I got a point to make about that in a minute as well. But, she's mad at Iris for this, and, like, Iris is talking to Barry about it, and Barry's like, you probably had good reason, like, whatever it might have been.
Yeah. Because Iris is like, I can't believe that I would do that.
But maybe it's got something to do with Barry disappearing.
Probably has.
Yeah.
It's probably just, it's obviously to protect her. She doesn't want her. But I don't think it's just as simple as, I don't want her being a superhero. I also, like, I can't see, like, how can she be mad about something...
she hasn't done yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose, like...
like, the whole thing that so far this season is that they are changing things that they do in the future.
So she must realise that maybe this could change.
Yeah, maybe, like, her coming back now and all this, that...
People see it happen? No, because she's not going to be born in this series, is she?
No.
No, I don't know.
It just seems an odd thing, like, for Iris to, A, be annoyed at herself about... and then Nora's like, I suppose she's just...
yeah, but I suppose if you...
she's carrying on the
bitterness. Killed my missus, and I went back in time before you killed her, I'd still be pretty mad at you.
I guess. But then you'd also just be like, don't do it.
Yeah.
In the future.
And I guess.
And it's one of them, like, now Iris knows, would she still do that?
Well, maybe if it is to protect her.
I suppose if it's life or death.
They go into it a bit later, don't they? Barry and Iris talk to her about it.
Yeah.
So, a new headline comes up that there's like a bomb at the stadium. So, the Flash and XS race there and they get there and there's no bomb. But then a new headline pops up again.
Yeah.
Saying XS kills the Flash.
Yeah.
And she's like obviously hypnotised by the headline and tries to kill him.
He gets his ass kicked, to be fair.
Yeah. Which
she's on top
get.
Of him, handing.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't know how to vibe last week, but now she's ready to kill him.
And she knows that's how you...
well, what happened? There's a part where she, like, puts him in reverse.
Yeah, because did he do that?
I don't know.
Because
it's not technically her using her powers, because she's, like, mine. So maybe, like, the headline has to come true, so, like, that's... she had to catch up with him. I don't get it. How did she do that?
I don't know. Yeah, because he was, like, getting away. I would argue why don't you just go in Flash time at this point.
But that's what she sort of did. She did.
Maybe she's got something that we don't know about yet.
Or maybe she doesn't even know.
Yeah.
But yeah. When, she said earlier, Spence, I don't get why she'd even want XS to kill the Flash, because she says she wants to make her famous. If she kills the Flash, people are going to hate her, because the city loves the Flash.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah, because she's, like, filming it, isn't she?
She just wants the scoop, isn't she?
Yeah.
But, like, really? But it's not going to make her or you famous.
And it kind of as well, it, like, backs up Iris's theory that she just wants to be famous.
Yeah.
by any means necessary.
Because she's like, metas are so clickbait, so she's just after clicks, isn't she? That's what she. That's her main game.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if she could have just put, like, XS in a flash fight, that would have been a worthy...
headline, yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't even get... Why was Barry even running? Surely he could have, like, took her down, like, without hurting her.
Yeah.
Just, like...
Just flash time.
Or just, like, pin her down.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Weird.
So, anyway, Iris darts her in the neck, doesn't she? Iris is like, I'm gonna save my family. Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Iris to the rescue.
But it's pretty funny when, so they stop it. No, how do they stop it? Because Barry ends up handcuffing her, like, she's trying to run away down the halls.
Yeah, so they're, like, saying, because they don't know where she is, do they? They're trying to find her, and then, is it
she's
Ralph?
Just in the halls.
Or is it Wells?
That says what?
He's like, she's in the stadium, and then Flash just runs round.
So Barry puts her handcuffs and takes her phone off her, and he's like, I guess you're trading in this cell for another one.
Yeah, and then he just carries the phone round.
Yeah, what happens to the phone?
For the foreseeable future.
Yeah, because they like take the back off it and the battery's all like...
Yeah, but he just keeps it on him, and then they're like having their meeting, and then it's all of a sudden it's like, click. Oh, that was convenient.
Yeah. We cut to a scene with Cicada, who's home from work, and he's like... Wait, have I skipped a bit here?
Well, no, they have that meeting, and this is where they say now about, can things...
No, before this,
Oh, they're about the mask.
Sherlock asks for Caitlin's help in something about the mask.
So she punches him in the ribs.
And, like, when he's, like, exerting, it makes the same noise as the
He works out that, yeah, he's obviously hurt.
Yeah, but, like, do you really need to be punched to do that? Like, I could make myself really...
Yeah,
now.
But I think that he's just trying to say, like, because he's got pain in his lungs.
That's why. Yeah.
But he draws the conclusion as well that when the enlightening happened, because she punched it, Nora punched it, that changed the like trajectory of the thing that hit him in the stomach, which is in the lungs, which caused. Because it had the dark matter in, didn't it?
Yeah, so that's why. Cicada's in his time never had the mask and the breathing.
Yeah.
But now he does because of what Nora did.
Yeah.
And they also determined that there is now such a thing as meta tech.
Yeah, which was awfully convenient.
Yeah.
Which so that's what that.
The dagger.
The
as
dagger
well,
is as well.
Which are we assuming is what the scar is in his shoulder?
Yeah, I would think that's safe to assume.
What's like hurt his lungs or. Because how has he got control of it?
Yeah.
Because like you get with the phone. The
yeah,
tech,
they must be connected.
You can post apps to, or like posts.
Yeah.
That's what a phone does. But the dagger, like, control of a dagger isn't what a dagger does.
No.
So it's odd, I guess. And like, we see again later, anyway. Okay. Iris defending her future decision, we talked about that.
Yeah, so that, she says whatever basically I'd done.
Whatever it was for a good reason. And Nora's like going mad.
And then Barry comes in and
he's like, no, I believe that it probably was for a good reason. And she's really upset about that.
Yeah.
And she goes to stay at Papa Joe's.
Yeah, that annoys me as well.
Why does that annoy you?
Nora, I don't like two things I don't like, Papa Joe and Shway.
You don't like Shway?
I can't stand Shway.
I don't think it bothers me, Shway. I think Papa Joe's quite cute as well.
We did see, as well, while we're on the subject, Papa Joe stood up, leaning on a wall.
Oh, that was about it, yeah.
Yeah. And the rest of the time, he remained seated.
There was actually something Nora said before she took off. She was like, the worst thing was that I didn't learn from
yeah.
you.
Like, so again, she's blaming Iris. It's not very often I have Iris.
But how
back.
Did she find out? That's what we
so, yeah, out. So there's obviously...
Someone. I reckon someone in the future corrupting her.
Which may be why... Because remember at the end of... Was it last episode when Sherlock was like,
did you make a decision to come back on your own?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think someone in the future did like have influence on her learning about her powers and coming back in time.
Yeah.
So
then we see Cicada again to
coming
finish.
In.
And he's like
struggling, he like collapses. Yeah. But as he like grabs a pole as he collapses, he like squeezes it and it like crunches up.
Yeah.
And like
so we're assuming
he's like evolving somehow, gaining powers from his wound.
But yeah.
Do you not think so?
Yeah. I just I don't get his crusade at the moment now. Like, I thought maybe he was attacking other metas and taking, like, he needed to feed on their power because he was weak.
But my strongest suspicion at the minute is the satellite event injured his daughter and him,
and he's annoyed about it. Yeah,
because of it. But, like, surely you must have seen in the headlines that it was Flash and XS.
Yeah.
Just go after them. Why are you killing all metas? Are you not technically a meta now you've got powers?
Yeah.
Have you not become the thing you hate?
And, like, they were doing it to save everyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, but I guess you would still be mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they would have been brain dead if it wasn't for that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's the last thing we see in the episode, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, if you were to rate this out of 10?
I would have gone 6.
Really? I've gone 8. I quite like this episode.
It was alright.
We learn about Metatech. We see more about Sakina.
But it's just that's the old... It's the old convenience.
We learn about Nora and why Nora and Iris didn't get on.
I suppose, yeah.
We kind of get more clues that someone in the future is manipulating Nora. I definitely think at some point or another Barry's going to have to, like, go to the future with Nora.
Yeah, probably.
They're not just going to send her off, wave her off, like, bye. Like,
yeah.
He's going to go back with her.
Yeah. Or maybe upgrade to a 7. Did we mention that Sherlock gave Ralph props for the whole mask?
Well, I thought that was kind of fake anyway, but...
Well, I thought at any point he was going to, like, retract it. And he was like, and you were right, and I was...
Less right.
Less right, yeah. I think that's going to be an interesting one. I'm upset by the lack of Sisko.
Yeah.
He better be back soon.
Yeah. Like we said last week, I think they could have just let us hang on for a bit.
Yeah, they should have just done that when he disappeared.
When we thought he was dead, they should have left it as a cliffhanger, and at the beginning of this episode, find out he's alive and he's like, I'm going to stay on for a bit.
Yeah.
That would have been alright, and we'd have been, like, stunned for a week.
And what is that? That's rubbish anyway. Like, I'm going to stay where my hands heal. Like, surely Caitlin can sort him out.
Yeah, maybe he's just emotional. He's still emotional, isn't he, about...
Oh, yeah, I suppose, yeah, recovering from his mental strafe.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it for this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll be back next week for another chinwag for episode 5, it'll be. Getting on now, isn't it?
Rifling from them.
Be the crossover soon.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Follow us on Twitter.
@ WChinwag. And let us know any mad theories you might have about the series, or anything we've got wrong, or things we haven't noticed. Also, if you're an Arrow or Legends fan, we've got episode reviews of all those.
Yep.
Not Supergirl, though, sorry.
No.
If there is any Supergirl fans out there.
There's bound to be some.
Well,
I've never met one.
Nope. So, yeah, we'll be back next week.
Yeah, so see you then. Take care.
Thank you.